The sun is burning hot and fiery on the horizon.
It hangs, suspended in the sky just above the surface of the road that stretches out in front of you.
You drive towards it, checking your rear view every once in a while, then snapping out of it, focusing your eyes on the road.
There hasn't been a car for miles.
The radio static picks up voices every now and again, then scrambles back into incomprehensible nothingness. But you don't bother switching off the dial.
You don't mind driving with the dull noise in the background. It drowns out your thoughts, keeps your eyes focused forward.
Everything you've ever known, everyone you've ever been used to, all just on the other side of that mountain line behind you, cordoned off by the jagged hills, a line in the desert sand, separating you from everything that came before.
There is only now, this mile marker and then the next one. There is only forward. There is no fear. There is no doubt.
You repeat it to yourself whenever your mind wanders back, whenever your eyes glance up in the rearview mirror again.
The road slants upward. The sun disappears behind the hills ahead.
Suddenly the radio picks up a station. The signal coming in clearer and clearer with each revolution of your wheels.
You can barely make out the call signal as a familiar voice reads it out, but you could recite what they're saying from memory.
Then you hear the first few notes of a song, one you've always loved, that makes your chest swell, that makes you feel like you're really living, like life is worth living, like you're never going to die.
You drop your foot down to the pedal, the needle inching up faster and faster into the darkening sky.
On the other side of the hills, in the valley you'll soon call home, everyone is already waiting underneath the glow of the sign
of the Love Motel.
Lovers and listeners to the Love Motel. We're your stop on the freeways of the radio for love songs and love advice, and we're so happy that you've pulled in to spend the night with us. I'm your host, Honey, coming to you from the base of the San Gabriel Mountains in Los Angeles.
And I'm your other host, Donna, chiming in from the valley of the Catskill Mountains in Athens, New York.
Thanks for joining us. We've got stacks of songs to play you this evening, plus a voicemail from a listener to sort through together tonight.
Remember, if you have a question for us or want to dedicate a song to someone on our next show, you can do all that anonymously at thelovemotelradio.com or by DMing us at the.lovemotel on Instagram or by calling our secret hotline 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
We miss hearing from you, so don't be shy. Write in, join us on the air, and we won't tell a soul who you are or where you're calling from.
So, honey, should we play some music for these hungry ears?
Why would we wait? They're yearning for it, and so are we. So turn up that dial, settle in.
It's you and us. Nothing on but the radio.
down, trying to find certainty. He needs all the world to confirm that he ain't lonely. Mary counts the walls, knows he tires easily. Johnny thinks the world would be right if he could buy the truth from him. Mary says he changes his mind.
Cause you know how it works. to dust. Tell me who in this world is a woman gonna trust? Your wheel of light keeps turning while your carriage turns to rust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Trying to get myself ashore for so long, for so long. Listening to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long, for so long.
Welcome back to the Love Motel on WGXC or wherever you're picking us up from tonight.
Say, Donna, let's catch up. How have things been on your side of the radio lately?
Well, I have to admit, for a second there, I was feeling a bit mournful about summer ending. I almost felt like I was a kid again and I had to trade in the blissed out freedom of those 3 magic months for another year of school. But then I stepped outside and felt that the humidity had lifted, the air had cooled down to just right, but the sun was still so warm and bright on my skin, and I heard the beautiful bug music that always starts playing this time of year. It's just about cricket season. The sunsets are somehow getting even richer, and I guess, after all, there always was something exciting about going back to school. How about over your way, honey?
Donna, all I can say is I wish I could spend every day here with you and the lovers at my favorite place on earth, the Love Motel. Instead, I've been grinding away at my 9-to-5, trying to make those darn ends meet that seem to be further and further away from each other every day. It's so wild. And I know I'm not the only one. Listeners, we are getting beat out there, aren't we? I suppose that the only luxury we all have is each other in this special place right here. For an hour, every once in a while, we can rest our elbows on the counter, crack a Diet Coke or a beer, and listen to all our favorite songs together.
What would we do without it?
I truly don't know. But let's look at that silver lining. I've got some songs I want to play for all of you that make me feel like sidling up on the worn-out seats of my favorite bar, where every face is familiar, and when you walk in, everyone turns to see who's coming, sees that it's you, and smiles.
Down in across the water, 'cause I need some place to hide. I done the ranch of Dodo, and I sure did hurt his pride.
Ooh, ooh, ah. Ooh, ooh, ah.
Well, there's 100 miles of desert lies between his heart and mine. I don't need no food, no water, Lord, 'cause I'm running out of time. Fights and killing, wine and women, gonna put me to my grave. Running, hiding, losing, crying, nothing left to save but my life.
Back at it here at the Love Motel. Honey, we've got something special to close our show out tonight, don't we?
We sure do. We have a voicemail from a loyal listener from a few months ago, so let's all listen in together.
Hi. Hey there, Donna and honey. I'm calling about this wonderful partner that I've met. She's very, very, very lovely. and I'm trying to approach this new relationship as best as possible, trying to be aware of the mistakes and the potholes and the pitfalls, trying my best to be caring and affectionate and vulnerable and genuine and affectionate and, you know, not be territorial, not make fights, not let pride or insecurities get in the way of caring for someone really special. So of course I'm terrified, but one big issue that I actually have talked about this with her is that, you know, historically when I get into relationships, you know, I only get into a relationship when I really find someone very special, very wonderful, very loving, you know, the sort of person that you can't help but fall in love with. And so I believe I found someone like that. And what happens is I commit so much and I work so hard to give so much of myself that I start neglecting myself, not intentionally, but I start to run out of gas. And then I tend to break down just because there's just no gas left in the tank to do the things to, not just take care of myself in terms of like, oh, regular upkeep and self-care, but definitely also like falling behind on my own obligations and stuff I have to go forward with. I don't know, you know, and I don't know how to turn that part off of me if I'm going to commit to someone. You know, I don't know how to, you know, it's either 100% or it's no relationship. There's no middle ground. And I'm working to find it, but I'm struggling. Anyways, I don't know. This is kind of a bizarre request or question, I guess, but I'd be curious to hear what you have to say. And so I don't know, like, what should I do, I guess, to figure out a middle ground between devoting so much and giving so much that I break down in a given amount of time in a relationship, or being so scared to commit to people as to stay out of relationships. Sincerely, a very, very silly goose.
Oh, thanks so much for calling into us, listener. We know it took us a few months to get back to you. Your voicemail somehow slipped through the cracks of the rigorous Love Motel telephone screening system.
Silly goose. We're the silly goose here.
But we're so glad to be getting to it now. You know, I can hear a lot of myself in this listener's query. It's so fun to dive in headfirst, all in. Be so consumed with another person that the two of you melt into one being for a little while. That's the good stuff. But it sounds like maybe you linger in that sweet, delicious, all-consuming early phase too long, and you want to enter into this new relationship with a new perspective and a new approach. So maybe ask yourself, why do you do it? Why don't you know how to back away, solidify into your own singular being, and move into that separate but still lovingly entwined next phase of a healthy relationship? Is there a fear that you need to keep that other person super close so that they don't stray too far from your grasp? Or is it maybe something like a metamorphosis has taken place, where in your all-consuming early days, you've, perhaps unconsciously, created a version of yourself that is just a reflection of your partner's desires? So then you've got to stay really wrapped up in that, because backing away means becoming the you that only you really know. I'm not sure if either of those resonate for you, but maybe it'll help to dig around in those thoughts and feelings if they do. It feels good to give yourself over to someone, but you should hold on to a little bit of yourself.
Perfectly said, honey. And just like you, I recognized a lot in this message from my own experiences. I have absolutely lost track of the things I need to do to maintain my sense of self when I'm busy getting deeply involved with another soul. Just like with most bad habits, the first step toward making a change is to recognize it and to want to do something differently. And you've already done that, which is huge. I don't think that the solution has to be one of two extremes. There's definitely a way to compromise the two. But it might mean constantly checking in with yourself during the course of your whole relationship, which we should all be regularly doing anyways. Maybe a good, simple, actionable item way to start would be to make sure you're getting enough time to yourself and time with your friends without your partner. That's a simple thing you can start to keep track of if you aren't already. Even if you don't feel like you need alone time, or even if you don't want any, make some regular solo nights a requirement. Or maybe focus on catching back up with a project that you started before your relationship. You don't need to finish it or shift all your focus back on whatever it may be, but try penciling in some time here and there just for that. It sounds like you have a really amazing bond with this person, so maybe you could even share some of these goals with them. They love you for who you are, and they want you to feel like the you they love. So I'm sure they'd readily support you getting back in touch with that guy you most want to be.
Donna, as always, you hit every nail on its head. So thank you again, sweet listener, for calling in, lending your voice to the show. We love hanging out at the Love Motel with you.
Stop back in any old time.
Until then, Donna, go over to that stack of songs and pick out a couple that this young lover might need to hear most right now.
Well, don't mind if I do.
A lot of people, they work too hard. A lot of people depending on drugs. A lot of people, they go too far. A lot of people don't rest enough. A lot of people not eating right. A lot of people not eating right. Have you been good to yourself? Have you been living a righteous life? Have you been treating other people right? Have you been staying away from adultery? Have you been staying away from drugs? Have you been keeping your faith in God? Have you been following the Ten Commandments? A lot of people have given up. A lot of people can't stand the storm. A lot of people, they turn to drugs. A lot of people are staying drunk. A lot of people are leaving here. A lot of people, they need our prayers. Then you're not gonna be good to others. If you're not gonna be good to yourself, then you're not gonna be good to others. When you mistreat yourself, then you mistreat others. When you mistreat yourself, then you mistreat your family. When you mistreat yourself, then you mistreat your children. When you mistreat yourself, then you mistreat your children. When you mistreat yourself, then you mistreat your children. When you mistreat yourself. Thank you.
like it does. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. And if somebody loved me like it do me, oh, yes, it do me.
Closing shift at the Love Motel. We're wiping down the bar, sweeping up, flicking off that big glowing neon light in the sky outside.
How good it feels to be back where we belong for an evening, spending the night with Donna, honey, the best love songs ever written, and all of you. And we're so heartbroken to say goodbye.
We'll be back next month, but until then, you can catch up with us anytime in our audio archive at thelovemotelradio.com.
And you know we love hearing from you, so don't be shy. Write into us and be a part of our next show on our website, on Instagram at the.lovemotel, or by calling and leaving a message at 857-DIAL-LOVE.
We want to put your voice on the air and play you a song that's just for Y-O-U.
So we'll see you here on WGXC or wherever you might be listening to us in just a short while.
Until then, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.
Been beside a man, you don't know what he wants, you don't know if he cries at night, you don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real, until you've been beside a man. Don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go.
Oh, blame it on midnight. Ooh, shame on the moon. Right out loud.